covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Good morning, you show the fight. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First you love me, then you fade away. I can't go on believing this.
All right, well, it's Mueller Day, as you know. Bob Mueller Day. Apparently, there's going to be a an indictment today. Maybe more than one. We're not quite sure. Speculation swirling all weekend after CNN was leaked information that Bob Mueller's investigation took some information to the grand jury, and now it's at fever pitch right now, awaiting the announcement of at least one indictment in Robert Mueller's investigation. It's allegedly a Trump campaign in Russia collusion investigation. We'll see if that's true. Now, the top Democrat, Adam Schiff, here predicted yesterday on ABC News This Week that two prominent Trump campaign associates could be indicted, Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort, of course, connected very closely to the Hillary Clinton campaign, however, because of his ties to the Podesta Group. John Podesta, of course, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. His brother, Tony, still runs the Podesta Group, for which Paul Manafort worked or was closely associated with back in 2011, 12, 13, back during that time frame, maybe even more recently than that, when they were doing deals connected to the Ukraine, tightly connected to the Ukraine. Deals that have been looked at very closely. Let me tell you this. There's no question that the Podesta Group is waist deep in this muck. Maybe more. Might be in it up to their eyeballs. Because they did not disclose the extent of the work for the Ukrainian campaign advised by Paul Manafort. So they're all kind of in this together. They're one of Washington's most powerful lobbying groups. They did not disclose legally the wide extent of their political work. It said nothing in its 2012 lobbying report to Congress. They had at least 32 meetings. This is all the time when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was scrutinizing Ukraine's upcoming elections record show. Now, how is it that Bill Clinton from Hope, Arkansas, and Hillary Clinton were able to exact $145 million after going to Russia? Bill Clinton gave a speech for $500,000, and $145 million flowed into the Clinton Foundation. How is that possible? How did they make all of their money? That's other speculation that's going on. We need to see the Fusion GPS bank records, and that's coming. But today, all of the focus is on Robert Mueller and what's happening in his investigation. There was a lot of activity on Friday. There was a lot of pressure on Friday and a lot of activity. And all of a sudden you get this. And all of a sudden they get this announcement by way of CNN, who obviously was leaked the information. But there's a lot of anticipation today as to who could be named. And again, it's Manafort and Flynn at the top of the list, but who knows? You know, who really knows what might have happened and who could be involved here? Members of Congress only able to speculate, much like you and I are. And frankly, I don't know where it goes from here. You and I, we're going to have to sit and listen and figure out how it plays out, who's involved, why it's important, and if it's not important, because there's been a lot of buildup now. There's been a lot of buildup now, and Donald Trump now just, hear this, because this is what we've been reporting all morning, and now Donald Trump just tweeted this out, the president did, he's up early. Report out that the Obama campaign paid $972,000 to Fusion GPS. The firm also got $12,400,000 from DNC. Nobody knows who okayed it, so they say, follow the money, Mr. President. But he's right. More than $13 million now, $13.4 million paid to Fusion GPS and its law firm. The president on top of that just moments ago. Questions being asked, problems being sorted out, and you have to follow the money. There's no other way to get to the bottom of all this. If you can find, and we know this now, Fusion GPS has agreed to turn over its money, its bank records to the House Intel Committee, plus the FBI informant's going to come forward here shortly, and he's going to testify as well as he has been cleared. The gag order has been lifted on that FBI informant who was in the middle of the whole Uranium One deal. So you've got a lot of things coming down that could put a lot of pressure on Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and a whole lot more. These revelations, as hard as they may try, to get you to look at what's going on with Bob Mueller, the real story, there's two of them right now, big ones, three maybe. And if you want to look at what Mueller's doing, the big tie there is Manafort's ties to the Podesta Group. That's one important consideration in all of this. The second biggest consideration is the Uranium One deal that put $145 million into the Clinton Foundation. Somehow, when that was all going on, the Clinton Foundation got $145 million from donors in that part of the world. And, of course, the Fusion GPS bank records, which are now going to come to the forefront because the House Intel Committee has made that deal. Follow the money. Where does it all lead? I do not know, but follow the money. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. It's 51 after. Hey, David, good drive in. Don't forget about Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. You might be able to win a free $4,000 system just in time for Christmas. If you're the winner, man, would you be happy? All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, fill out a little bit of information. You could be the lucky winner of a brand new Wolverine water treatment system, the premier water treatment system in all of Michigan. 52 after, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.